Scents. What is it about them that evokes such strong memories within us? How is it that our sense of smell is able to transport us to another time, another place, so rapidly? How is something that we can easily take for granted, a time machine of sorts, to places long ago, places happy or sad, places seeped in nostalgia, places we've sometimes forgotten until we smell that thing again?
Load up on guns, bring your friends, it's fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard, myself assured, I know I know.
Somewhere inside of me, there's a musical string that first got plucked with cassettes. Singles, actually. My parents would listen to albums and their own mixtapes in the car when we were young during family vacations. Once when I was 8 years old, we went to Kmart to walk through the toy department, then electronics. CDs were still in those long cardboard boxes, and cassettes were starting to be less expensive. "Can I pick one of these instead of a toy, Daddy?" I said. He smiled and nodded, and I snatched up "You Can't Touch This" by MC Hammer as quickly as I could. It wasn't long before I began browsing CDs as a teenager, pooling my allowance and sometimes skipping meals to afford a new album or two. I'm sure a lot of you who love music can relate to this. It wasn't long before I slowly began to convince myself that I could make music, even though I couldn't sing, play instruments, or read music. I wanted to try to connect what I knew about the music I listened to with the way I wanted to express myself creatively. So rather than imitate the new music I was listening to, I tried to look for ways to reference them while building my own thing. And the logical next step when you're a teenager on a budget is to look for the cheapest and most plentiful option available. So I went to Goodwill and found an old, realistic brand belt-driven turntable for $10. It had simple features, buttons to switch between 33 and 45, a simple on-off switch. The feedback it gave off was atrocious, but it connected me to a world I hadn't been around before, the long playing record, and life as artifact. On that same trip to the thrift store, I bought 7 records and managed to find 2 albums that I still own to this very day, Steely Dan's Asia and Abbey Road by the Beatles. I didn't drive at the time, so I carried them in my hands all the way home. I guess part of me always knew about the smell of old records all my life, but it wasn't until I started making music that I began to embrace what it really represents for me. Many people would define that smell as old, musty, uninviting. But I think that age is kind of mysterious, and that smell of age invites curious people to find out more, to leaf through someone else's memories, rekindle our curiosity, discover something we may have overlooked. The smell is just one part of the experience, too. When you go to most thrift shops, you're feeling the weight of the stacks of vinyl as you flip through them, turning your head to read the spine sideways, that rush of air stirring up after every record you pass, and then the thrill of the find, reaching to snatch, flip, inspect the contents. It's hard to view listening to music online with the same reverence as dropping the needle onto a side one, track one, turning on a nice set of speakers and just losing yourself in the music. But I'm happy there's a resurgence in the production and sale of new vinyl records, because it won't be long before everything new is old again.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
One of my strongest scent memories is tied to the scent of peach cobbler. Peaches are in season here from May to September, I think, but they're really, really at the peak between July and August. So whenever you go to any type of social function or cookout or barbecue, there's always going to be a peach cobbler. And the smell always brings a smile to my face because it reminds me of my high school boyfriend. And the first time that we were intimate together, when I was 16, I think. Yeah, 16 or 17, one of those. And now, he always smelled sweet to me, but I could never figure out what exactly the smell reminded me of. You know, I don't know if it was the soap that his mama bought or if it was his shampoo, but he smelled good. You know, dude smelled nice. But I didn't figure out what exactly that smell reminded me of until the first time I was, fixing to blow him, basically. So I get down there and I'm fixing to do my thing. And, you know, in the forefront of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know, what exactly do I do? I only know what my friends have told me. Can I really fit all that in my mouth? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. But in the back of my mind, I remember thinking, aha, I know what that smell is. It's peach cobbler. So now I don't eat peach cobbler anymore. But whenever I come across that smell in the summer, it always brings a smile to my face and makes me think of him, and hope that wherever he is now, somebody is enjoying his pastry scented junk. So yeah, that's my strongest sense memory. The smell of peach cobbler will take me back to me being 16 or 17 and taking his virginity in the basement of a church. So, hallelujah and amen.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can.
The first story that I associate with scent is from back when I was in elementary school. If I remember correctly, I was in second grade. The school I went to was surrounded by farms. Even our classroom was facing one of the farms. And this was during the spring season, so the farms were being worked on. And this particular day, they were laying out the fertilizer and manure for the farm. And, of course, we had the windows and the doors of the entire classroom opened facing the farm, so the smell naturally came into the classroom. We were gonna get like a treat from our teacher, something like cookies or it was definitely cookies. I guess she made a bunch for us since we were being good and stuff, and we were talking about it and going through our class and just the normal class day, and a lot of us started complaining about the smell, and we were asking our teacher, you know, can you close the door? Can you close the windows? Just because, I mean, anyone who's grew up near farms or goes near them, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Just, it reeks. Being, you know, the second grader I was, so I had to be, six or seven. So at one point, while we're all complaining, I screamed out. Well, I didn't scream, but like raised my voice and yelled that it smelled like shrimp, just because, you know, fishy, nasty smell. That's what I was associating with it. Well, teacher, I guess, thought I like screamed out it smelled like shit. And of course, it was like, oh my God, what'd he say? And like everyone was, the kids were all laughing, but our teacher wasn't having it at all. Of course, I got, she made a phone call to my parents, which actually surprisingly happened a lot, but I think that was just the teacher more than anything. But it was just kind of funny that, you know, I was getting in trouble, but then all the kids were laughing. So it's definitely one of my fonder moments from my childhood.
I saw three shrimp in the water, two were old and gray. I swam a little bit closer and I heard the third one say, "Goodbye, Mama Shrimp, Papa shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana."
The scent of garlic always makes me remember eating at home, specifically growing up in an Italian family. So whenever we would have pasta, the sauce would always be filled with garlic, and meatballs would have garlic in them. It would always be delicious to taste and smell something so fragrant, and it's just started to have like a calming effect on me. I recall one time when I was first learning how to cook, my dad and I were making veal parm, and while that doesn't usually involve a lot of garlic, while we were preparing the sauce, my dad imparted wisdom on me that I have still not forgotten to this day, which is nothing can't be improved with the addition of garlic. So, he had me chop up a more like two cloves of garlic and throw them in the sauce to impart all of their flavor and scent. And I can't make veal parm any other way anymore. I need to have that hit of garlic to enhance all of the flavors.
Garlic's healthy and nutritious, and it tastes so fine with some cheap red wine. Garlic's pungent and so kicking. Garlic great with beef or fish or chicken gets me in the mood. Amore for some Italian.
Oh, that smell. One of the best smells in the entire world. And every time I smell it, the memory that comes to me, it's as if it happened yesterday and not so many years ago when I was a child. And I don't need to see the crashing waves or even feel the sand beneath my toes to remember that one night. It's a night that I would imagine that not too many people ever experience, but I could be wrong. Maybe they do. And maybe for me as a small child, it was just something so fantastical that I can't imagine everybody ever seeing that. And anytime I pull into a seaside town, I always roll down my windows and take a deep breath, inhaling the salty brininess of the ocean and that smell of seaweed, and that small, faint scent of the fish lingering beneath the water. And I'm right back on that spot on the beach. A small girl then. Couldn't have been a teenager yet. And we were at the beach visiting with friends, and there happened to be a party that night for the adults, so most of the children were ushered off into the downstairs area to play video games or board games or watch movies and TV, and Well, I've never been the typical child. So instead of joining the other small children, I decided instead to wander out to the beach. And it wasn't far, mind you, it was right outside the door. A short little path walked me through some dunes to the spot where I would decide to spend my evening. It wasn't late enough for the sun to have set yet, but it was getting close. So I sat there between the dunes and started to watch. And I watched as the sun dipped and then melted into the ocean, slowly, just a sliver at first, and then gradually, bit by bit, that entire golden circle disappearing behind the water, and seeing the beautiful shades of gold and orange, lovely colors of lavender, and the pink smears. The smell of the ocean always brings back that memory. And it didn't end with the setting of the sun into the ocean, you see. Not one to be called back inside, I would lay there between the dunes, listening to the waves crash and the seagrass rustle behind me. It drowned out most of the cars and the sounds from the houses that line the beach. And I laid there all night, looking up at the stars, seeing the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, watching the various constellations as the sky slowly moved, until at last the moon had reached that same point as the sun. It had come all the way across from one side of the world to the other. And as I laid there on the beach, just me, the dunes, and the waves, I watched that bright, white, full orb. And in awe, I sat there in the sand and observed as each little piece of it, little at the time, big in retrospect. But I sat there and watched as inch by inch the moon met the ocean met the moon, and it reached up to pull the moon into its depths. Until the moon was no more, and the sky was dark, and there was nothing left to see. Nothing left but the sound of the waves, the smell of the ocean. Such a beautiful scent, and one of my favorite childhood memories. I can see it even now, laying in my bed, looking up at the ceiling. I can still see that great big moon and the way it was painted over as it sunk deeper and deeper until it was gone. The smell of the ocean. That's what it reminds me of.
Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm
not trying. Thanks for listening to Sense and Memories, Episode 1. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd like to give a special thank you to all my guests and contributors today. Stay tuned. There will be more. Do you want
to go to the seaside. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. She handled her charm with time and sleight of hand.